Actually, I was stationed at the Pentagon, which was hit. And I arrived at the office, the A ring, which is the center ring right there. I was the Marine Corps assistant to a director of a particular analytic office. We worked for the Secretary of Defense. And we actually had a meeting to attend outside the building. So I had escorted him out of the building to downtown D.C. And about 15 minutes into the building, we were informed that something had happened at the Pentagon. All the major buildings in D.C. were being evacuated. A lot of uncertainty, rumors of multiple aircraft in the air. Certainly, New York had already happened. So my director, who had, was 80 years old at the time, brilliant guy, I escorted him home. And then I and about 10,000 other people actually had to walk out of Washington, D.C. and find our way back home. So my car was in the south parking lot of the Pentagon, couldn't get to it. Made it home. My wife picked me up at a subway station. We watched the news the rest of the afternoon, and the next morning I walked back into the Pentagon and stepping over fire hoses and debris and everything else. So it was a pretty interesting day. I had some good friends who worked either in the Navy Intelligence or Operations Center who had either been late arriving to work that morning and leaving their car in the parking lot, walking toward the building, saw the plane come in, and certainly all those spaces were decimated. So they had colleagues, friends that they were working with who were killed in that attack. And then an office that I had worked in just a few months prior was right above where the nose of the plane ended up penetrating into, about the third ring. And some of my colleagues there were able to rush into the smoke and debris and help rescue people. So for me, it was an indirect experience. The stories that came out of that were just inspiring because of the personal courage that was shown by the people directly involved, and also horrifying, clearly, with the deaths of the innocent people at the hands of terrorists.
Do you believe there are actions that the U.S. could have taken during the past 8 years that would have limited the rise of groups like ISIS?
I think so. I mean, you've heard the cancer analogy, I'm sure. When cancer is detected in a body, the one thing you don't do is treat it gingerly. You have to go in aggressively with treatment so that the cancer doesn't metastasize and spread throughout the body. That's a great analogy for the terror situation that we see, that if we look at the Islamic State or ISIS right now in Syria and Iraq, I think our policy of restraint in many ways, that doesn't mean you're invading every country, but you have to act confidently, aggressively, and you can't half-step because the message is, oh, the United States is involved, but they're not being effective, therefore the U.S. is weak, and people are emboldened to be more aggressive than they would be otherwise.